Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and thanks for listening to the Burke Allen Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network worldwide. The number to call is 718-506-1944. Today, as we broadcast live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. It's the number one movie by a mile in the country. It's based on the number one New York Times bestseller, American Sniper. It's the story of Navy SEAL Chris Kyle, and in the film and in the book, one of his closest friends was Ryan Biggles Jobe, fellow Navy SEAL with perhaps a more unique and compelling and interesting story than Chris Kyle's himself. There's a brand new book that will be in stores in the early part of March called A Warrior's Faith from Thomas Nelson Publishing, and it's by Ryan Biggles Jobe's close friend, Robert Vera, who joins us on the Burke Allen Show to talk about his friend and the book A Warrior's Faith. Hey, Robert, thanks for being with us.
Burke, thanks for having me. I'm really grateful.
The story is of course, everywhere now, worldwide. American Sniper was expected to be a hit movie, but it just blew past every analyst expectations with $107 million in the first opening weekend alone, now well past $200 million. I just saw on the television news that they actually screened the film in Iraq and other countries in the Middle East. It's just everywhere, and you had no idea when you wrote this book that it would be coming out anywhere near when this film was coming out. Is that right?
That's correct. Sheer coincidence that, when I had written the book, Chris Kyle was still alive. Now I was friends with Chris. In fact, I asked Chris if he'd be willing to write the foreword to the book. Sadly, Chris passed in February of 2013. Shortly thereafter, I believe that Chris's book was purchased and a movie was to be made. And, obviously surpassed everyone's expectations. I knew it would be a great movie, but it's really taken off. And I think the reason why it has is because I think it taps into, some what people feel very strongly about. Some have said that the movie is, about war, but, to my perspective, I believe the movie is about the warrior, and it really glorifies what they do for each other. And I think that one of the most poignant moments for me of the whole movie was not really the images on the screen, but it was sort of the reaction. I knew Ryan and Chris, and I looked around me. At the end of the movie, these people were crying. Everybody around me was crying. And that was really, I think they felt the pain, the loss, the pride, the frustration, and I think that's what drove them to tears.
Our guest is Robert Vera. The book is A Warrior's Faith. It's about decorated Navy SEAL Ryan Biggles Jobe, who's one of the featured characters in American Sniper, both the film and Chris Kyle's book, American Sniper, which he dedicated to his close friend Ryan Jobe. Tell me, Robert, about your interactions with Ryan. How did you meet? And tell me about your friend Ryan Jobe.
Yeah, thanks for asking about Ryan. You mentioned that Chris Kyle dedicated his book to Ryan Jobe. Chris and Ryan were on a roof together when Ryan was gravely wounded. He was shot in the face by a sniper. No one believed that Ryan would live. Chris didn't believe it. And he lost his eye, part of his cheekbone was missing, and anyway, he survived that egregious wound by the grace of God and, by the courage of his SEAL team and the folks that took care of him in Ramadi. Ryan lived and made it back here to the United States, moved to Arizona. We had met through a curious coincidence, really a relationship that I had with my college roommate 20 years on, his younger brother came out to see me in Phoenix, Arizona. I had no idea that he was in Buds and was Ryan Jobe's swim buddy in Buds. So just through a relationship, I met Ryan. you know, one of the funny story I'll tell you is the first day I met Ryan, he told us, you know, we were sitting there having overpriced coffee, and he told us the story of how he, you know, he shot on the roof, he lost his eye, and, you know, the guys surrounded him and, you know, protected him as they, you know, evacuated, you know, got him up. And Ryan actually evacuated himself off the roof. I mean, badly wounded, and got up and got off the roof himself because he didn't want to put his guys at further risk. So then he said, hey, you know, I've heard you've done some Ironman triathlons. I'd love to do one of those. And by the way, I have an opportunity to climb Mount Rainier. So I thought it was amazing. He said, do you want to train with me? And, you know, literally that week, you know, I went over and picked him up, and it started a friendship that lasted until the day that he died. So we shared a lot of time together. We became close friends. I mean, we trained pretty much, you know, 4 or 5 days a week. Ryan did, totally blind, he did summit Mount Rainier. And I remember reading, Ryan, the description, and it says, you know, 50% of the able-bodied people that attempt to climb Mount Rainier don't make it, and 3 people, you know, perish every year trying. And Ryan sort of, you know, grinned and said, yeah, but I'm going to be in the other 50% of the people that actually make it. And sure enough, Ryan Jobe, you know, stomped to the top of Mount Rainier.
Just an amazing story of perseverance in the face of adversity. And you know, I have to ask you, because you knew him so well, I'm sure you had conversations about this, the differences in the Hollywood version of your friend Ryan Biggles-Jobe and the real guy. So did he, in fact, stand up of his own volition and say, I'm okay, and walk off that rooftop with the help of those guys, even though, you know, half his face was blown off? Did that really happen, or was that Clint Eastwood in Hollywood?
Look, there was a lot in the movie. I love the movie, by the way, but it was condensed to, you know, the condensed time to fit it all in a 2.5-hour sort of segment. So there was a lot in the movie that was just, it wasn't quite accurate. Ryan, of course, was shot, and then they have him in the movie dying several days later. Ryan was shot on August 2nd, 2006. He actually passed 3 years later on September 24th, 2009. But to answer your question, Burke, specifically, I was told by Ryan told me this himself, but other people said, yeah, Ryan was, you know, out on the roof. We thought he was dead. We're working on him. And as we're working on him, Ryan sat up and said, I'm good to go. And Chris tried to put Ryan over his shoulder and take him off the roof, and Ryan said, put me down. Ryan evacuated himself after being shot, losing, I mean, they said there was blood everywhere, losing, you know, a quarter of the blood in his body, evacuated himself to an awaiting Bradley, and literally got to the Bradley, got to a medical aid station, and then on to Camp Ramadi, where they eventually did surgery on him. But he evacuated himself. He walked off the track himself. His medic was there holding him, but he walked off the track himself. So yes, that's true. Ryan Jobe, after being shot gravely wounded, literally they thought he was dead, evacuated himself off the roof.
Just incredible. The book, by the way, is a fantastic read. It's A Warrior's Faith. I was fortunate enough to get an advance reader copy of the book and finished it in one weekend. It's by our guest today, Robert Vera. And if you have a question for Robert, our number 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. That's a free call if you're in the New York City metropolitan area. You can also send your questions in to our Flash chat as well. As I read the book, I guess I didn't realize until I saw the timeline in the book that Ryan had only been in country as a Navy SEAL there in Iraq for about 6 months when he was hurt. How old a guy was he when he was shot and sent home from Iraq?
Yeah, Ryan arrived in country in Ramadi, Iraq, as part of SEAL Team 3 Task Force Bruiser in April of 2006, and he was shot in August 2nd, 2006. So not that long enough to earn the Bronze Star for valor. He saved his friends in an alley. Again, I'll tell you this story. I was with Ryan. We were looking for something in his closet. I can't remember what we were looking for, and there was a shoebox full of medals and stuff. I just pulled it down and opened it up, and I said, what is all this? He's like, oh, yeah, I won the Bronze Star. Oh, really? And he said, yeah, I think, look in there, there's a citation, you can read about it. And this is literally, when I tell you, Burke, tucked way back in his closet in the upper shelf, like, not hanging on a wall, just, you know, with his Purple Heart and some other stuff in a box. You know, next to some sneakers and, you know, some other stuff up there, right? And I took it out and I read the account of what he did in an alley one day to save his friends. And it was just incredible. I couldn't believe what had been written about him. And he just was, you know, really just matter of fact about it. It's like, yeah, you know, that was a tough time. But just he was there for a very short period of time, but enough to make, you know, a huge impact on the people that he served with. And they loved him for what he did for them. I mean, his courage and, you know, his dedication to the team and to just be, you know, what Chris and many have described as a SEAL.
He didn't look like, was not physically built like what you might visualize a Navy SEAL to be. He was a little more stout, and that's where the name Biggles came from. Is that right?
Yeah, I never called Ryan Biggles. That was a Navy SEAL nickname, and I think that, you know, I'm not sure exactly how they acquired it, but Ryan was, he would describe himself as husky, but, you know, that was deceiving because I trained with Ryan pretty much every day, and Ryan was, I mean, strong as an ox and just, I mean, just literally like, one of the toughest athletes that, you know, I've ever encountered. I mean, he was just really, I mean, we were training for an Ironman triathlon. He couldn't see. So he did everything, you know, basically blind, including Mount Rainier. But yeah, his nickname was Biggles. I'm not sure he liked it, but you know, you don't tell Navy SEALs that you don't like something because they'll use it all the time, right? But Ryan, Ryan accepted that with just grace and gratitude, and you know, he named his machine gun Pickles, and you know, they called him Biggles and Pickles out on patrol, and but he was a great guy with a great sense of humor, and you know, the things that like, you know, many athletes you look at, like, you may not think they're athletes, but Ryan was deceivingly athletic. I mean, he just look, I've climbed Mount Rainier several times, and one time just for fun I decided I was going to close my eyes, and it wasn't that much fun. I mean, it's a dangerous place. I mean, you have to have your wits about you, your balance, and closing your eyes takes away. I mean, you're off camber on the side of a hill. You have to balance and redirect your balance all the time. By the way, it's slippery. You're wearing, you know, crampons. It's cold and windy. I mean, it's something I would never attempt blind. It is that. I mean, you have to be just a superior athlete to take on that challenge.
Your friend Ryan was was quite an early achiever. As we talked about, he was a young man when he was shot and blinded in Iraq. He actually had gotten his own private pilot's license while still in high school, growing up in Washington State, though. So, you know, a pretty accomplished young man even before he became a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, Ryan Job was, you know, he just got after it. I'm sorry, I may have not mentioned he was 25 years old when he was gravely wounded on the roof. But Ryan Job, you know, ever since he was young, he had that type of attitude. He set a goal, went about it with ruthless persistence, and just really just worked towards those goals and discounted everything else until he got to that goal. He just worked very hard to do it. And that's one of the things I really admired about Ryan. He, you know, the book is entitled A Warrior's Faith. And there's a passage from Hebrews that said, faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you cannot see. And Ryan personified that. I mean, I believe that that's how Ryan accomplished so much, because he did not allow the outside world, you know, the nickname of Biggles or, you know, the detractors he may have had about his, you know, physical appearance to dissuade him from achieving amazing, amazing things. I mean, Ryan Job got here from Phoenix. He didn't know anybody when he got here. You know, his funeral, there was 300 and something, you know, maybe 400 people at his funeral. I mean, all admirers and close friends. I mean, I wasn't just the only one that was a friend of his. So he had that way about him that he would just be engaging. You just wanted to be around Ryan Job. Ryan was enrolled in school full-time. To say he was an overachiever may be, you know, a bit of an understatement. Totally blind, Ryan Job graduated from his undergraduate degree with a 4.0 grade point average.
Wow.
I mean, I mean, just an accomplishment that many people, you know, they would find the distraction of being blind an excuse. And Ryan never did. In fact, Ryan would not allow his blindness to do anything to detract him from his goal of excellence. So it wasn't just getting by. Ryan, you know, his goal was excellence. And I believe that he achieved that in everything that he did.
The book is called A Warrior's Faith. And when we return from the break, Robert, I want to talk with you about Ryan Jobe's faith and how that touched you and that whole piece of the story. It's from Thomas Nelson publishing A Warrior's Faith by Robert Vera about his close friend Ryan Jobe. If you're a fan of American Sniper, you'll be a fan of A Warrior's Faith. Back with more right after this on the Burke Allen Show.
Over 14 million people witnessed his emotional story of survival and triumph on national television.
I've been doing this now for so long, like ever since I was a kid.
Millions more voted him their favorite in a landslide win.
The winner is...
And now, you can be a part of the experience live.
Landau Eugene Murphy!
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Your America's Got Talent winner.
I've got you.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Under my
live, live. Performing classics from the Great American Songbook and his Columbia Records debut CD, That's Life.
That's Life.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.'s That's Life Tour. The one concert event this year you absolutely can't miss.
See Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. live in concert February 13th at Baltimore Soundstage and February 14th, Valentine's Day at BB King's in New York City. More information, purchase tickets, visit LandauMurphyJr.com. It's the Burke Allen Show. Our number 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944. We're talking with author Robert Vera. His brand new book out in March of this year is A Warrior's Faith. It's about his close friend Ryan Biggles Jobe, a blind, medically retired Navy SEAL from Washington State and one of the central characters in both the book and major motion picture American Sniper. Since you called the book A Warrior's Faith, I want to get into that a little bit. Tell me about Ryan's faith and how that touched you and inspired you, Robert.
Yeah, but thanks for asking about that. You know, Ryan was a person that wasn't a Bible thumper. He wasn't someone that would, you know, invite you to church or, you know, quote scripture. Quite the contrary, Ryan, he never did that. I mean, I think what I admired about Ryan Jobe is that he lived the gospel. All in. I mean, he, you know, I don't think I ever heard him, you know, curse. And, you know, I was writing the book and I finished and I sent the manuscript to my editor and I got a call from my editor and she asked me, hey, you know, this is great, but can you, you know, seems like Ryan, you know, he didn't complain. He didn't do, you know, he never bemoaned the fact that he was blind. I mean, you know, is that true? And, you know, she was a little skeptical of that. And, you know, I said, wait, before I answer you, let me think through it very carefully to make sure that I get this right. And while, Burke, there may have been a time after he was wounded that, you know, he did bemoan the fact he was blind, certainly I never heard it in our relationship ever. In fact, what Ryan said to me was that he was grateful that he was the one that was shot, that he was the one that was blinded because he could take it. He told me that he was grateful for all the opportunities that have come to him, even though he's been blind. So, you know, I was just amazed by that. And I thought about it for a long time. You know, what, you know, there's something different about this guy. What is it? And what I came to realize that it was his faith. I mean, Ryan lived that Hebrews passage. And what was curious about my relationship with Ryan is that, you know, the first time he was telling me that story about what happened to him on the roof and how his friends surrounded him, protecting him while he was getting evacuated. I said, Ryan, hey, have you ever read the book of Job? And he said, yeah, a few times we flipped through it, you know. I said, you may recall there's a passage, Job 1:10, that God so favored Job that he placed a hedge of protection around him. And, you know, even now saying it, I have these hairs on my neck that stand up because it was so uncanny that his name was Job and his namesake in the Bible, you know, suffered as well. But I think what Ryan did, the same thing as a Job in the Bible. He endured suffering. He embraced it to become someone greater, just like the character in the Old Testament. Job in the Old Testament, you know, his acceptance of his suffering transformed him from ordinary to extraordinary. And I think that's what, you know, what made Ryan extraordinary is that the way he accepted and reacted to all the things that happened to him in his life. He didn't, he didn't bemoan the fact he was blind. And, I started to think about the word hero because I think it is thrown around a lot. This one's a hero or he's a hero. And I really started to think about, I'm not sure I understand exactly what a hero is. But, Ryan was a hero to me, and I'll tell you why. I came up with my own definition of what I think, a hero is. And a hero is somebody who acts greater and differently from their past. A hero is somebody who acts greater than their environment or the circumstances in their life. Certainly Ryan did that when he was blind. And a hero acts greater than the way that they feel. I mean, they don't tell you they're hurt, and they just act greater than those things. And Ryan did that. Chris Kyle certainly did that on the roof when he went to rescue Ryan. I asked Chris, "Were you scared?" And he said, "I was terrified." Yeah, he did it anyway. And that's why Ryan was a hero to me. And that, those are biblical, attributes. But Ryan, he just lived his faith all in, all the time. He didn't complain. He was grateful and gracious. There was some other things that, we talked about. We all have sort of strained relationships with people. And Ryan, as an adult child, had strained relationships with family members. By the end, Ryan had forgiven everybody. And I just thought that was, an amazing accomplishment to forgive the people that have trespassed against you. And I didn't realize it when he was alive that Ryan was, the only clues that he gave me about his Christian faith was one time he wrote in an email that he told somebody, and I had a copy of the email, that, he is now blind for the rest of his life in this world. Only a believer would phrase something like that. And then one time in the car we were driving, I'd say, "Hey, what type of music do you want to listen to?" Whatever. He said, "Country or Christian." But those are the only two hints, other than his actions, that ever gave me a clue as to Ryan's, overt Christian faith. I mean, it should have been obvious, but, for me it wasn't, frankly.
It's a very fascinating, analogy that when you look at Ryan Job and the biblical character of Job and you compare the trials and tribulations in the book. The book, by the way, is called A Warrior's Faith. It's from our friends at Thomas Nelson Publishing, and it's in bookstores in just a couple of weeks in early March. And if you look at the Amazon.com numbers, the pre-orders are very healthy. It looks like it's going to be a huge hit, in no small part because of Ryan's very positive portrayal in the movie version, American Sniper, as well as in the book by his close friend Chris Kyle. In just a couple of minutes that we have left, after being able to achieve all these things, getting his private pilot's license while still in high school, joining the military and rising to the ranks of Navy SEAL, a Bronze Star winner, Purple Heart winner, he's blinded, but yet through his blindness, he's able to do amazing things. He gets a 4.0 as a college undergrad. He climbs Mount Rainier. It goes elk hunting, which is kind of scary when you think about a blind guy with a rifle going elk hunting. But he does all these things, and then tragically, his life is cut short, not by opposing soldiers in a foreign battlefield, but by a medical mishap right there in his home city there in Scottsdale, Arizona. Talk to me a little bit about that and how things, came to an end very tragically for your friend Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, ironic. I don't even know what word describes it, but tragic. As you mentioned, he survived all those things and then died of a medical overdose at, you know, Maricopa County Medical Center. I mean, they made a medical error and overdosed them, you know. This is something that I think the American Sniper, the movie, brings out, is that, you know, the real war is right here at home. When service members return home, they're faced with a lot of difficulties here. One of them is perhaps, you know, ongoing treatment for injuries they suffered in the battlefield. And sadly, Ryan had gone in for yet another surgery to repair the wounds that he received in war. This is one of maybe 20 that he had endured over a period of 3 years from the time he was wounded. And he had made it through surgeries. In fact, there were two surgeries. He had made it through both. He was recovering. I had spoken to him the evening before, doing great, excited about all the things that he was looking forward to accomplishing. I won't ruin the book. There were some other things that happened, but that he was looking forward to. But, you know, I said, hey, and I remember the last words I ever said to Ryan Jobe was, he was in the upper floor of the hospital, and I was going to come in the next day to see him the next morning. And I said, hey, brother, don't worry about it, man. I got everything here. You know, I'll take care of business here. You just take care of business up there. And those were the last words I ever said to Ryan Jobe. I mean, I didn't know at that point it'd be a promise for life, but it's what it was. And, you know, part of the reason why I wanted to share his story is because of that promise that I'd take care of business here. I'd make sure that his legacy was told, that people knew, you know, what a great guy Ryan Jobe was, and how much he, you know, meant to me, and I think a lot of other people, the SEAL community. And so, yeah, I mean, that's what happened to him. And sadly, Chris Kyle, you know, same thing. We're fighting a war here, helping somebody else, you know, another veteran, and, you know, gave his life here. But the war is not over when they come home. And I think people are starting to realize that. I think that was the tears in the audience at the end of the movie, is they realized that, yeah, the war is not over. But, yeah, tragically, Ryan was medically overdosed in recovery from a surgery that he survived, and lost his life on September 24th, 2009.
You and I'm sorry for your loss. Clearly, he was a close friend, but as the son of a disabled veteran who spent quite a few days and nights in veterans hospitals as a young man, coming up, I can tell you that there is nothing quite like spending time with those disabled vets as they try to rebuild their lives, and you owe yourself to do that at some point in your life. The book is just fantastic. It's A Warrior's Faith. It's from Thomas Nelson Publishing. The author is Robert Vera, and it tells the incredible true story of Ryan Biggles Jobe, who is one of the central characters in both the book and the major motion picture, American Sniper, which is just everywhere now. Robert, best of luck with the book. I think it tells a wonderful story, and you know, hats off and kudos to you for keeping your close friend's legacy alive.
Berg, I want to thank you and for all the veterans that are out there who have served this country. On behalf of myself and my family, I want to thank you too.
Robert Vera is our guest. He's the author of A Warrior's Faith. You can pre-order it now at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com and bookstores everywhere. Look for it in bookstores on March 3rd. A Warrior's Faith, the true story of Ryan Biggles Jobe. In Washington, D.C., I'm Burke Allen. Thank you so much for listening. Now go out and make it a great day.